The Hainesboro Assembly keeps attention on the state ferry issue, and a different kind of film festival starts this weekend. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. At the Hainesboro Assembly meeting Tuesday evening, Mayor Stephanie Scott spoke about recent meetings she's had with state legislators regarding the state ferry system. Governor Sean Parnell in December announced his plan to scrap a new Alaska-class ferry in favor of building two smaller ferries. This sparked concern in Lynn Canal communities and throughout Southeast. Local governments and organizations have begun developing ways to make their concerns about this new plan known. Mayor Scott said she spoke recently with Representative Peggy Wilson, the chair of the House Transportation Committee. Representative-elect for Haines, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, also sits on the committee, and the mayor said she's talked with several other legislators from around the state.
And I think we need allies throughout the state in order to make sure that the ferry system is reliable, safe, serves our region as it needs to serve us.
The mayor said Representative Wilson suggested Haines officials develop comments and questions they would like addressed and send them to the House Transportation Committee.
I think that's the best way forward to bring to our legislators incisive questions that move this situation forward in a positive direction. I think there's a lot of sympathy. There's a lot of curiosity. There is some disturbance, maybe curiosity as to what the outcome will be, concern about how the process came about.
The House Transportation Committee plans to meet on January 22nd. The Haines Assembly plans to meet next Tuesday to develop questions and comments for the committee. Mayor Scott said the same questions could be sent to the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, also set to meet on January 22nd. Haines resident Robert Venables is chair of that board. The agenda for that all-day meeting in Juneau has allotted most of the morning for a presentation on the Alaska-class ferry by DOT Commissioner Pat Kemp and for public comments. Also during the assembly meeting, Jerry Lapp recapped the recent Finance Committee meeting. Lapp said the committee suggested that the assembly ask the Haines School Board to consider paying for recent upgrades to the Mosquito Lake School sprinkler system. The system was in need of emergency repairs, which cost about $75,000. The school board at recent meetings forwarded the item to the assembly to fund as a major maintenance project. The assembly approved funding the emergency fix before the end of last year, but at the time said they were concerned that the school seemingly had more than enough in its own facilities budget to fund the repairs, but chose to allot the money elsewhere instead. Borough officials meet monthly with the school superintendent and school board members to discuss facilities maintenance. Mayor Scott said she would bring the Finance Committee's recommendation to that next meeting with the school officials. The assembly also discussed a proposal by Mayor Scott to form an ad hoc committee to recommend how area nonprofits are allotted funding in the 2014 borough budget. That motion failed. The assembly also approved an ordinance approving the sale of land near the ferry terminal to the state for a terminal improvement project. One parcel of land is being outright sold, and the other parcels are easements with the state. The $10 million state project is an effort to repair and improve the mooring structure where one of the sheet wall cells failed a few years ago. Assemblywoman Joanne Waterman works at the terminal and explained the project at the meeting.
They're going to take away the cells and make a riprap slope. So it's a large project. In taking away the cells, that whole face of that dock, that portion of the dock is going to be gone. They are installing new dolphins and catwalks in which to tie up the ships. So it probably will begin in the fall of 2013 and be completed by late summer of 2014.
The borough negotiated just over $328,000 for the land sale and easements. Bill Brown of Juneau has resigned from the Alaska Board of Fisheries, with nearly a year and a half remaining in his term. Brown says he submitted his letter of resignation to Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell on Monday. He says personal reasons and personalities played into his decision, but he declined to be more specific.
I did not want to resign, but, you know, I spent about a month thinking about it. I talked to the commissioner, I talked to other board members about it. It was a decision I made.
Brown says he was not asked to step down and that some people in Fish and Game wanted him to stay on the board. He also says health concerns did not play a role in his decision. He was first appointed to the Board of Fisheries in 2008 by then-Governor Sarah Palin. He was reappointed by Governor Sean Parnell in 2011, and his term was due to expire June 30, 2014. The 7-member Board of Fisheries is responsible for setting seasons, bag limits, gear restrictions, and policy for subsistence, commercial, sport, and personal use fisheries in state waters. Brown says he'd like to stay involved in fisheries policy in some capacity.
I'm passionate about fisheries in the state. I'm passionate about conservation. I'm also passionate about the fact that people make their lives that way. That's what they do for a living. It's their lifestyle, and I respect that. I'll stay involved.
Brown makes his living in the fisheries support industry. His business, Taku Reel Repair, services equipment for commercial and sport fishermen. He also holds a doctorate in economics from the University of Colorado and has taught courses in economics, including at the University of Alaska Southeast. A Parnell spokesperson says the governor has 30 days to make an appointment and is currently soliciting applicants. The appointment is subject to confirmation by the Alaska legislature. An online film festival this weekend features independent video of commercial fishing boats and crews in action in Alaska and around the globe. It's the second year for the online commercial fishing festival, started by Juneau resident David Clark, who runs a commercial fishing website. The festival will be webcast Friday through Sunday, January 11th through the 13th, and viewers are asked to vote for their favorites. The online footage ranges from the raw and unedited to highly produced pieces. One video documents a Canadian drift netter catching salmon in the U.S. side of the border of the Stikine River. And another documents impacts of sea otters on Southeast's commercial fisheries. Joe Vicknicki spoke with Clark for a preview.
I just started the new site this season. It's comfishfilmfest.com, and yeah, it's pretty much a celebration of all the different commercial fishing videos that are on the internet.
How did you get the idea to compile all that?
That's a good question. I think over the years, I've been commercial fishing for about 15 seasons, and I noticed as the advent of HD cameras came around, more and more fishermen were telling their stories through video. And I've done the same. I've made a few videos myself, and I thought that there needed to be a better forum for people to share those stories. And I think that's what kind of inspired the festival.
This is stuff that people have already uploaded to YouTube or Vimeo or something like that?
Yeah, all the videos are on a public forum, and then some of the videos have been submitted directly to me through my website, junotech.com, which is featured on National Fisherman, and I do a commercial fishing video of the day, so I'm perusing the internet all the time for different commercial fishing videos.
I watched a few of them. It looks like there's some from Southeast. There's some from around the globe, it looks like, too.
That's true. We have some videos from Norway, New Zealand. We also have some videos from Southeast. Like one of my favorites is actually a nice troller video from the Ocean Oasis, which I believe is a Petersburg boat.
A couple different categories of the festival, from the highly produced to the unedited, right?
That's correct. The Highliner section is definitely our most polished videos. And then we also have the Hopefuls, which basically, it's more like first-person footage, you know, very loose editing, but it gives you nice perspective on, you know, life aboard the deck or aboard the boat. And we also have some documentaries as well. And there's all another category called Bycatch, which is just a number of oddities, funny videos, kind of outtakes, if you would. And we also have some fish documentaries, which, you know, inform, I think, A Day in the Bay. That's probably a popular video people have heard about. So it's nice to be able to educate and entertain.
Now, the festival itself is just online at this point. So basically, for the January 11th through the 13th, people can just check it out and view the videos? Or
That's correct. All the videos are available on the website right now, comfishfilmfest.com. And then I'm going to do a live webcast where basically I'll narrow down the videos. We have like over 3 hours of footage, so I'm going to narrow down each category and then do like the top three in each category. And we have prizes for the Highliner category. And luckily, ASME Alaska, they were lucky enough to give us the GoPro Outdoor Edition to give away to the first prize winner of the Highliner category. It's a great forum for fishermen to come together and share their stories. And these days, you know, video is one of the most popular things on the internet. It's just exploding. So I think that we're on the cusp of a really awesome festival.
That was Joe Vicnicki speaking with David Clark about the upcoming Commercial Fishing Film Festival happening this weekend, starting Friday, online at comfishfilmfest.com. Or you can also find a link to the film festival on our KHNS News webpage. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicnicki and Casey Kelly for help with this report. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.